Over the subsequent 40 years, I have continued to research the life and death of Albizu Campos. I visited my family in Puerto Rico dozens of times, particularly in Caguas, where they helped me meet members of the Nationalist Party, a political organization deeply committed to Puerto Rican independence. Some of these nationalists served time with Albizu in the Atlanta Federal Penitentiary. Others were imprisoned with him in La Princesa, a prison in San Juan. Still others were tortured in Aguadilla. All of them had vivid memories of El Maestro, the teacher, and the revolution he ignited. I wasn't writing a book yet. I was recovering my own past and understanding certain quirks in the Puerto Rican personality. For example, we see so many huge, surrealistic flags during the New York Puerto Rican Day Parade because all Puerto Rican flags were illegal on the island from 1948 until 1957. Even a Nobel Prize nominee, Francisco Matos Paoli, was sentenced to 20 years in La Princesa for owning one. Over time, I became a lawyer, the editorial director of El Diario La Prensa, and a New York State assemblyman. This enabled me to access more people and information, but I still wasn't writing a book. And then I saw